So let's look at project scheduling. How is it affected? Well, you want to try to parallelize the development stream, and one key way to do it is to use behavioral models. And by behavioral, I don't mean RTL. A lot of people use the term interchangeably. I don't. RTL means synthesizable. Once you have RTL, you know where the state machines are. You know how many clock cycles it's going to take. You know how many states you have. You know how many storage elements you have. You have a good idea of your power. Behavioral, don't even have a state machine. You're just waiting for significant events. But if you have those, it will enable the test development in parallel with RTL. Now, RTL for big components is not an insignificant task. We're talking 6 to 8 weeks for 3D designers on big chips. Well, 6 to 8 weeks, that's a lot of time that verification could go ahead, especially at the system, so that we can affect the chip when it's still time, when it's still under implementation. And the greatest advantage of behavioral model is their runtime efficiency. You're talking, would anybody prefer to run a gate-level simulation versus an RTL today? No way. We're talking a million, like 10,000 to a million time efficiency. For RTL to behavioral, the scale is not as big, but we have the same effect. If an RTL simulator runs at the speed of 1, the behavioral properly written, of course, you need to know to have someone who knows how to write these things. We're looking at an efficiency of 100 to 1,000 times faster. So you don't need expensive technologies or unreliable technologies because it's too unreliable, not because they don't work, but because it's a new tool like a cycle-based simulator. But today they're fairly reliable, but sometimes they require all your design to be amenable to cycle-based simulation, which means RTL. Your test bench usually is not RTL. Or emulators. Emulators require, again, a full RTL. They're expensive to support. It's a lot of money. You may not need those, or you may be able to do a system simulation earlier before you have the necessary code to be able to bring in those new technologies if you have a behavioral model, because they will be very efficient on just good old event-driven simulators that we all have.